everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Yep.
It's 7:36, Brock Hunter.
Brock, you're working with some ass yet. You're bad, yeah.
Don't you ever say that to me again. So, here on out, you keep your distance, all right?
Yeah, you know.
All right, well, let's get to it. Again, the topics of the day today are hit or miss because we did not plan on being here. And each day, I kind of got a plan on if I'm going to be here or not, depending on the baby. So we're just kind of throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. Today's no different. But as always, your
sweet baby messing everything up.
It's just messing with you, damn baby. As always, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. They are hiring. Now, amazing starting pay, amazing benefits, awesome work culture. Check them out, Specialite, special-light.com. Your topic for today, which actually, this is a pretty, I think, debatable topic. Sweet or savory, you can only keep one. All right, sweet or savory?
It's tough. See, here's the thing. I'm diabetic, so I'm going to have to go with savory, I think. I can't have too many things that are too sweet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It might not be good for me in the end is what I'm getting to.
You won't enjoy the sweet all that long. So take out being diabetic, though. What would you choose, sweet or savory?
I don't know. The savory thing, I think there's more involved with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're going to get more accomplished with savory, right?
I think so. I think there's more of a, I don't know, there's
more of a spread.
More of a spread. Yeah, because sweet is sweet, right? It's young me, I'd probably say I got a sweet tooth. I have a terrible sweet tooth. Like, I can't keep candy in the house because I will eat it all. I will. It won't last. So I do love sweets. And younger me would probably say sweet because I love dessert. You know, you can have a nice like a Boston cream pie. Then you can have some sweet tarts, throw some pancakes in the mix, a Nerds on a Rope, all that. That's all sweet. That's fantastic. Strawberries, you know, anything sweet.
It's gonna make your stomach hurt after a while.
Exactly. I mean, what's so great about sweet is after a savory, you get that nice little bit of sweetness. You know, that's the key though. So I'm choosing savory all the way at this point, man.
I think I'm right there with you. I'm with you on this one.
You know, of course, it would suck not having dessert because I do also plan my desserts. Like, there's nothing better than having a nice big meal and then having something sweet at the end. Think about a world with no donuts, Hunter. Is that the kind of world you want to live in?
No, I mean, not really, to be honest with you.
Think about that. You could never have a donut ever again in your life.
Brings a smile to your face. It really does, especially Sunday mornings with a cup of coffee.
Oh, like, have you ever had a bad day after having a donut? No.
I don't think so.
I might have felt
a little bad, but
usually, actually, I should say yes, because like whenever I go to like Dunkin' or anything, I don't just get like two donuts. No, I get the baker's dozen, and then that Sunday I have six donuts, and I'm like, why did I do that to myself? This is terrible.
So true. It's so sucks. Easy to get a 12-pack of donuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, these aren't off for me. Yeah. No.
Like, well, you pay the same for 12 donuts as you do for two. Like, well, look, well, you might as well buy 12. It's the same price. It's like, all right, fine. I'll buy 12 donuts. Yeah. And then you eat
so
six
true.
Of them. Yeah. Yep. Anyway. Yeah, I think I'm going savory all the way. I know it sucks because you're not going to have sweet stuff, but I think savory is the smarter bet. And,
it is. I think it's smarter. I think you're right on that one. Yeah. We got Facebook answers we can get to.
We'll get to some Facebook answers here. I think a lot of people are on board. Whitley had a good answer. So, what would you choose, sweet or savory? All right, you can only have one. 925 WIRX 925-9479. We're going with savory. Maybe we're wrong. I don't know. We want to hear from you. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. WIRX.
On Rock 107, WIRX.
Well, good morning. 7:51, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Your topic of the day today, sponsored by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. You can only keep one, sweet or savory. What are you picking? We got some answers on Facebook here. Let's see. Chrissy said, maybe I'd kick my sweet tooth if I pick savory. That's kind of what I'm on board with, too. Is I just eat too many sweets. So if you get rid of them, all right. Eventually you learn to live with it.
There's a right decision on this one.
But also,
it tests everybody.
Now think about it, though. You get rid of, think about your birthday. No more birthday cake, all right?
Yeah, it sucks.
You come out with the birthday steak, candles, and a steak. It's like, man, I want a piece of cake. I want some frosting.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it is a tough decision, but you know, at the bottom line, you got to look out for, you know, you got to stay alive.
Let's say that's not an issue. Let's say you still have a normal life. It's just there's only sweet or there's only savory. Let's take the health out of the factor with it.
Well, you take health out of the factor, then yeah.
But see, I don't know though, because like you're right, it's sweet. You still get the sweetness. I mean, you're still gonna react to that. So like, okay,
I could have chocolate bars every night for dinner, and I wouldn't get sick. I wouldn't feel terrible. Yeah. So health is out.
But don't you think you'd miss some of that savory stuff? Like, think about it. Like, so meat. All right, nuts, seeds, potatoes. Popcorn, pretzels, things like that. You know, that's all savory food. And then you got things like on the sweet side. Okay, pancakes. A world without pancakes. Okay, no chocolate. Waffle, like you mentioned, ice cream. Better. You imagine not having ice cream anymore.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a tough decision, man. There's a lot of candies, you know, that I like.
A lot of people said savory on there. Sam said savory. Laura said, I think savory's kind of the winner. Whitley said said Hunter's mom.
Oh, you're sweet, Josh. Shut up, Josh. Your bird licks.
He said she was spicy. That's what it was. Spicy.
She's not into flamingos, so. Yes.
Oh, that's better. That's better than a robin. I like that. Right. All right. So should we chalk this up as savory? Is that the right answer?
I think savory takes the cake.
Very that's not the right way. That's wrong, Hunter. You can't say that now. There's no more cake. All right.
Takes the steak. Savory takes the steak.
There you go. Ooh, actually, I like that saying better than take the cake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, that takes the steak.
I think you start using that, huh?
I think you just invented a new saying, Hunter. That's actually pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's. Plan B Morning Show. We take the steak. Right? I think that works.
Yeah, it's like top sirloin. No, it's like the worst part
it's
of
the worst. It's that
it's
ground.
The worst cut. But it's still steak.
It's that ground. It's just lips and buttholes. That's all it is. It takes the chorizo. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's WIRX.